Student of the Year and a member of the state champion parliamentary procedure team. Next season, he will take his bat to West Texas A&M to play for the Buffs. Your inaugural Classic Bowl East Player of the Year, an Alva Gold Bug, Caden Slater.
If you're just joining us, Caden Slater of Alva. You heard C.J. Montgomery.
Presenting Caden with his award, longtime supporter of the 101 Classic Bowl, representing CF Industries, Brian Flanagan.
Congratulations there, Caden Slater.
Our West Player of the Year was a four-time All-District selection who anchored the order for a 17-win team, one game shy of a state after run ruling the top-ranked team in the state. A home run threat who racked up 9 dingers, 38 RBIs, including 5 in 1/7th inning of a miraculous comeback against the 18th ranked team in the state. At OBCA Class A All-State selection, he finished the season hitting .433 with an on-base percentage .552 and only 2 errors in the field all season long. He was a gridiron standout who notched 65 solo tackles for the state champions. In the future, he plans to major in phys ed and history, one day to coach his own baseball team. Our first ever Classic Bowl Baseball West Player of the Year, from Laverne, a Tiger, Cooper Long. Presenting Cooper with his award, Director of Athletic Operations, longtime board member of the 101 Classic Bowl, Leland Searcy. Our Baseball Coach of the Year needs no introduction. He has been one of the winningest coaches in the state for both baseball and softball. In 23 years for his alma mater, he has amassed over 640 wins. This season, he steered his fast pitch squad 37-game winning streak on the way to a regional final. And on the boys' side, he racked up 40 wins, a state tournament berth. Is a recent Oklahoma Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame inductee who is currently 21st active wins and 69th all-time in the state of Oklahoma. Your Coach of the Year from Pioneer Pleasantvale, Coach Dave Rison.
That's my pullover.
Yeah, it does indeed. He's
once again, presenting Coach Rison his award,
they just changed
Leland Searcy.
We'll just share it.
The 101 Classic Bowl has long stressed the importance of scholarship recognition in addition to all those other achievements we're so proud of in our young people. Today, the Classic Bowl continues that tradition with two more $2,000 scholarships. The first, earlier today in softball, and tonight, the Jordy Mercer family baseball won. By this Saturday, a total of $18,000 more dollars will be awarded to deserving young people across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Our Jordy Mercer family baseball scholarship winner fits to a T the young people the foundation has long wanted to recognize. His coach simply says he is one of those special ones. 4-year starter, saying though his best qualities may be the intangible leadership ones, whether in the classroom, tops in his class, scored a 30 on the ACT, or on the field, or even the course, because he can play golf too. In fact, he's off to Seminole to hit the links. Ladies and gentlemen, our first Jordy Mercer family baseball scholarship winner, an Arapaho Butler Indian, Brett Griffith. Presenting Brett with his award, the Mercer family, Jordy, Casey, Maverick, Madden, and Manning.
And Brett Griffin now getting his picture with the big check.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your attendance tonight that allows the Classic Bowl Foundation to continue what they've been doing for about 34 years now, and that's honoring the best and the brightest across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. We invite you back tomorrow for girls basketball, Thursday boys basketball, granddaddy of them all, if you will, the 101 Classic Bowl football game set for a 7:30 kickoff Saturday evening at Boomer Field. Once again, thank you so much. God bless you for being here.
And that was C.J. Montgomery, and a nice hand. A lot of good award winners there. I gave out some more money. Mr. Brett Griffith is $2,000 richer. How's that for an NIL deal?
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. Again, golfing at the next level, so he's living the dream.
$2,000 to spend at the golf course.
$2,000 to spend on another driver. But he's a very, very impressive student, as we touched on a little bit. But Brett, academic team, academic all-star, along with all his sports, yearbook guy, golfer, Fisher, engineering major is what he wants to get into. They mentioned the 30 on the ACT. And, really that's what it's about. As we talked to Joey Walker a little earlier, that's the one you want to win, because that means you're setting up some even future success here.
You're getting some things stacked together that are going to set you in the right direction. That 30 on ACT is not easy.
No, it's not. It's not. And Caden Slater winning your East Player of the Year. Alva Goldbug, West Texas A&M commit. And Cooper Long from the Laverne Tigers is winning the West Player of the Year. And Coach Risen taking home a Coach of the Year honor to add to his trophy case, which is probably pretty full.
Probably getting pretty full. What did they say, 600 and some wins in baseball?
Yep, over 640, I believe, something like that. That is that's more than you, and you've got a lot. We don't actually, your number I could not find. Do you know how many wins you had?
In what?
That's how you know you got a lot. In basketball, I think I've tracked down over the year. I tried to, but I didn't know.
Basketball, I'm sitting at 434. I know exactly I'm at there. Okay. That's about the only one I know exactly.
Right, you're
where
right
I'm
around.
At.
You're right around 20 in the active list, somewhere around there.
And it's to get all those wins for a coach like Coach Reason, you got to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
And do you got to do a good job, and he does a great job over there. And because not every year you're not going to have in these small schools, you're not going to have everybody stacked up and loaded, ready to go every year.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, figure out what to do with this kid and this kid and this kid and try to get them in the right positions and to succeed. And, that's what makes all these little small schools so much fun to be around. Mm-hmm. And you've been to the basketball playoffs and,
Yeah,
in the baseball playoffs, softball playoffs. It's a blast. The whole town goes. Everybody's there.
Everybody gets. I mean, you go at one panhandle school, the whole panhandle
shows up. Yeah, everybody's going.
They're
all going, and it's a lot of fun,
It's going to be a 1-1 count. That's going to be chopped straight in the air. Jesse Gibson fell down. He was going back to try to get it, but it's out of play. Gibson hits the dirt.
He tried the swim.
He's now
move.
Making snow angels and grass, and Jesse's enjoying himself out there. 1-2, the count. Drake Page is the hitter, by the way. Carson Baggs back on the mound here. And yeah, you're right. It's something special how the community kind of gathers around. And it's a small world when you get out there. The people that coached with somebody, knew somebody, that person played for that guy, and it all connects. And you get a chance out here for everybody to be together.
All these kids, they know the kids from other communities. They know the coaches from other communities. And so it's kind of a big deal to go compete against them every year. And like our kids, I know they get a kick out. If we make the state tournament, our fire department's going to take us out of town. We're riding the fire trucks out of town. And I know that sounds pretty silly in a big town, but in our little B.O. town, we have a lot of fun with it. So.
Yeah. And it's fun, Now, it's not every year you get a Brooklyn Bayless. They had her for four. Now, you got a younger one coming.
I got her little sister coming, and maybe she can do a lot of the same things. That'd be great. But, no, you don't always get those. And they're, a long time, they're a few and far between. I've had a couple of really special ones over the years, but it's been 31 years, too. So there's that.
It's, yes. You've had some state runs, many, many successful teams, and of course Brooklyn winning. She won our West Softball Player of the Year.
She surpassed the 900 strikeouts in her career this year.
Chopped down at second. That's gonna be handed to first base for the out for the turning two away. Go ahead.
And really had no idea that she was there until it got there. You know, I got to looking the next day at school, and I was like, wait a minute, that's, and, you know, I started putting numbers together, and I was like, oh.
That is a staggering number. And, I mean, she stole 39 bases as well this season.
She stole 60, I believe 62, or her freshman year.
Wow.
And really, we kind of quit running her as much just because we really needed her in a circle.
Yeah, that's right. That's an inside ball one on the turning.
Getting on base, stealing first, stealing second, it's not always. I mean, you can score from second just as easy as you can from third sometimes. It's just
7-4 here. White team trailing. Top of the fourth.
Our Bronc riding Boy Scout's back.
Yes, he's back. Parker Schmidt's back in there now. He's got a 1-1 count. But two away already as Bags once again getting up there and split there by Jesse Gibson. Makes a nice play grabbing that pitch. And Jesse Gibson's having a good time. And that's what you like to see at the All-Star game. Going to be playing football, I believe, as well as Mr. Gibson. I think he's in there. Yep, playing the football game. And that's going to be swing and a miss for strike two on Parker Schmitz, who struck out swinging his first time up. 7-4, top four. Red team in front by three, and that is going to be a ball. And he thought he was strike three, and the ref stared, or the ump stared him down as Bags thought he had it. Schmitz going to get another crack at this time. Count full, two away. That's a high. Now he walks him. So it went from thinking he struck him out to giving him the base. And now there's one on with two outs. And this is Colt Randall's spot. We'll see if Colt is the batter. And it looks like that is a 25. He's back up there. And that's a K. K the first time up, grounded out to short. So Colt looking for his first hit of the game, and that's going to be fouled down to the red dugout. Sion Averos fields it and throws it back to.
He fired out of that dugout,
Bags
too.
Came up there to grab it. He didn't move that fast when he's running the bases, I don't think.
I think he thought it was going over.
That's going to be up and in. It's going to be cranked down the left field. They're going to go back to the wall, back and off the base of the wall, left field. That's going to be grabbed, and that's going to be a double. And nice throw out of left. Deep back out there. That was Bozarth who rifled it in and saved a run from scoring. But you get a double runner on third now. Colt Randall gets on the board. I know there's a lot of offense, but you want to see everybody kind of get a hit and get into this thing. And that time, Colt Randall goes 1-for-3.
He hit that ball well.
It was nicely fielded. Nice angle on it by Bozarth. That could have been trouble out there.
Well, I really thought they were going to score a run there, and he got it cut off and got it back into the cutoff, man, just like you're supposed to do. And they had to hold him up.
Leighton Parker back up. He's singled and walked and scored twice in this game. Runners on second, third. RB fading the bunt, pulled it back. Ball one. Trying to play a little small ball that time by Parker. Is that off limits in an All-Star game? You guys look like you tried to lay down some bunts today. You're going to try it again.
I didn't ask anybody to bunt. We had a couple that tried to bunt today.
Okay.
We didn't ask anybody to bunt. It's kind of like giving them the take signal on 3-0. They're looking down at me, and I'm like, I don't know. You swing the bat. You get something to hit, hit it.
Some of it was like drag bunts, and that Parker tries to lay that one down. That one's fouled on the first base line. 2-1 to count.
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of signals in this thing. You're just – it's kind of like everybody shows up and gets after
just gets – puts on a uniform and grabs their hat. Now – he's tried to bunt three times, and nobody is playing him up. We'll see if he tries it again. One strike on him. Now he's swinging away, and he fouls it off. Now he's got two strikes, and I don't think he's gonna attempt to bunt.
On a vera of some of these
balls, back out though. There again. He's getting his steps in for this one.
Has he got his watch on?
I can't tell from here. Another pitch. Almost hit him again, and that is the second time in this game. Leighton Parker looks like the baseball is going to hit him between the ones, and instead he just gets away, just slender enough to take ball three, and now it works a count full with two outs and two on. Big pitch in this game. Maggs trying to get out of a jam after getting the first two out. And that one swinging a miss, and he got him. And getting out of it is Carson Baggs. That's going to do it for the top of the fourth. 7-4, red team in front. They will be up here in the bottom half. Coming back right after this, Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here, Classic Bowl 34, 7-4, red team in front. First ever baseball game here at Classic Bowl. And we got our first ever appearance from Jaden Kranick, the new pitcher from Elk City. It looks like we got a new catcher as well. And I think Taya Johnson, now behind the plate, going to take over for Drake Page, the catcher position. And Brett Griffin scheduled to be up, but we may get... Yep, he's still going to be out there. So Brett Griffin's going to take the place $2,000 richer. Does that affect your at-bat, having just won $2,000?
You're happier. His parents are a lot happier, I'm going to bet.
They're glad they made the trip. I mean, it's a busy week for parents. He's playing three sports. They're back and forth from Arapahoe.
They're spending $2,000 this week.
Spending on gas alone. It's going to give that money right back. Griffin comes in. He singled and scored. He grounded out the short the second time up, which scored a run.
No, but that $2,000, that'll dang sure make college be a little bit easier in the fall. That bill will be a little smaller.
It sure will. Hit .525 on the year, .651 on base percentage, stole 13 bases. First pitch by Kranick is fouled away by Griffin. Fouled off himself for strike one. And Tayan Johnson from the Crescent Tigers in there, another Class 2A All-Stater, All-District football player. Coach Booth said one of the better catchers I've had in 20 years at Crescent. And Kranick low and outside, 1-1.
He's pretty well put together back there, too.
Yeah, he's solid and not a lot gets by him. Kranick's next pitch ripped by Griffith. That's going to be left side, and that's going to be right in double territory. Griffith's going to come around first, trying to feel it out. There's Hoffman. He's going to rifle it into second, and it'll be a stand-up double for Brett Griffith. 2K and now two bags. Onaveros, who was busy over there in the dugout, now going to come up. He's two RBI double to kick this thing off for the red team. It leads 7-4. Now he's got another runner in scoring position.
He might be tired, though.
He might be.
He's chasing a lot of balls back here.
He's kicking up a little dirt there, getting ready. The righty-righty on righty matchup here. Jaden Kranick, we spoke to a little earlier today. Throws four pitches. That's going to be hit to short again. That's going to be picked up at short by Randall. He's going to rifle it over to first for the first out of the inning. And Onaveros coming up swinging. And 6-4, just like that. Nice play there at short. Or 6-3, sorry. Now Caden Slater, and so on second base is your scholarship winner, and now your East Player of the Year, who's walked twice and scored. And you'll see what Kranick offers up here.
And he's going to West Texas A&M, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Big-time player, DH, in a lot of the all-state, small school all-state DH. Or middle school, rather. I was in the middle. That's even up a class.
Up a notch.
Strike one, 0-1 the count. Runner on second. One away. And that's going to be down in for strike two. 0-2. Quickly here on Caden Slater. Trying to get Griffith home, trying to get his first hit. Now he's got two strikes. He's come swinging. That's going to be deep out to right field. It's going to be all the way back to the track and grabbed right at the track. Nice snag by Deterding, and the runner's going to tag up and take third. But he put a charge into that, but just not enough. And had he hit that earlier in the day, he may have had a shot. Deep right field.
Got under that just a little bit, or he might have had one.
Steffes now up, struck out swinging his first time up, flew out to right his second time up. And a couple outs, going to try to get another run for the red team, leads 7-4. That one getting away a little bit from Johnson. He turns around, stares back Griffith, who runs back to third base. Johnson caught 15 base runners stealing this year. Only had 8 pass balls on the season back there. A righty on righty pitch, Kranick. That one's chopped high in the air to Steffes down third. It's going to wait till it goes foul, and it does. Cale Nelson lets it go foul.
Are we going to have our first scoreless inning?
Don't jinx it. It's on the table, but Brett Griffith's trying to change that over there at third. And so is Drew Steffes at the plate. Now the 1-1 pitch, that's going to be low. Gets away from Johnson. Here comes Griffith. Then we jinxed it. Johnson goes back to slide down and grab it. And Griffith gets in there on the wild pitch. Getting away.
Yeah, I messed that up, didn't I?
You certainly did. 8-4 the score now. Red team in front.
So right now all we have is the 2-0s up there when Brogan was coaching third base.
That is true. It's the good luck charm.
Maybe somebody ought to send a note to him. Say, hey,
stay out there. Swing and a miss there for Steffes. 2-2 the count. Eight to four, bottom fourth of, we believe, 7.
7, 9, 11, whatever.
I think they're going to get everybody out of here. That one again, another wild pitch by Kranick. And that's going to be ball 3, and the count is full. Jaden, a Southwest Christian commit, is a pitcher. Again, a lot of volunteer work on there as he walks Steffes, and Steffes is going to take his bag.
He's giving this catcher a workout right now.
His last couple times. And when we spoke to him, I asked him what pitches he threw earlier, and he named all of them, pretty much all of them. Curve, changeup, slider, fastball.
Catcher needs more fingers. Got to take his glove off.
Yeah, the exception of that Griffith hit, dialed in for a little bit there. Got two away. Now he's got two down.
Uh-oh.
We've got a... I was going to get away from the center. They're going to take off Steffes. Is just trying to throw it back to the pitcher. They threw it away. And just a mistake. Steffes goes out to second base. And now it's, everybody's getting a little lax out there.
Yeah, that that might not have gone over very well during the season.
No. Jacob Diller, by the way, in there to catch it. Threw it inside it. Jacob almost hit him.
I'm not sure how he got out of the way.
And Jacob Diller, by the way, stepping in. This would be Jesse Gibson's spot, which more than likely means he's going to be taking over for Jesse here at the catcher spot. Diller, Timberlake Tiger, member of the Class C state football champions. And that's a swing and a miss there for Jacob. 2-1 the count, 2 away, runner on second. That runner on second is Steffes, and a swing again and a miss. 2-2 the count. And that's a Timberlake Tiger football team. It was a monster running all the way down to that Class C state title game. A lot of those players you'll see. Ethan Jenlick is in this game. There's going to be strike 3 and got him looking. And he strikes out Diller and gets out of it. So at the end of the top of the fifth, top of the fifth coming up. It's 8-4. One run scored there by the Red Squad. They lead by four, top of the fifth inning. Right after this, it's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Delzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help. But please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking that disabled spot for a second, but please, don't. We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34, 8-4. First ever Classic Bowl baseball game. Red team in front, top of the fifth inning, getting ready to get underway. And looks like they're going to leave Carsten Baggs out. Nope, that is a new pitcher, and we do have a new pitcher. That's Dakota Wingo, who was batting earlier and will now be in the lineup as the pitcher. And he's still throwing to Jesse Gibson, but here comes Jacob Diller, who took over for Gibson. Also looks like Steffes is over at first base. So we have had some substitutions in the field. That would be Onaveros' spot there at first.
Got a new second baseman.
Looks like a whole new crew. I think he almost did a wholesale substitution here, so we'll see. We'll see as they come up. Wingo now stepping into pitch. Looks like coming up to the plate now, it's supposed to be Cooper Long. That looks like Cooper Long. Cooper Long, your West Player of the Year. So fresh off winning that, and we talked a little bit about that in the softball game, as you have to come up immediately after being named the Player of the Year. Is there pressure to do something? Like to show everybody, there's a reason I got this.
Probably should hit a home run right here. Just
he's going to have to.
Just to validate it. Right?
I mean, if anything, to prove the committee right, that they selected the right guy.
At the very least, a base hit.
That's right. He has singled and scored. And that's going to be chopped, a slow grounder down to third. That's going to be fielded, coming up, rifling it around to first to Steffes, and that's going to be out number one. And that looked like number 15. I'm trying to see who threw that. Number 16, Wyatt Steed, Watonga Eagle, with the pick out there at third. And I do indeed. It looks like we're going to get a whole new lineup coming in the next inning for the Red Squad for Coach Webb and Coach Risen. And that's going to be ball one now.
Now, those players of the year, well, like this afternoon softball game, you got both those girls pitching today, and they both struck out a lot of people, and both of them struck out over 300 on the year.
Yeah.
You know,
we had, I think, four pitchers that had like 300, or right around or over that 300 mark.
You know, and the girl from Texoma throws the ball extremely well. The girl from Fairview throws the ball well.
Whoa.
And that looked like it hurt a little
bit. And Sam Hoffman got hurt.
Running it. Elbow, I believe.
Ran it at him. Not how you want to leave the Classic Bowl with a bruised arm. Hoffman takes his base.
I believe the girl from Fairview missed a lot of the year with an injury or didn't throw as much as she could have had she not had some injury problems.
Yeah, she didn't have a lot of innings this year, but Coach Nightingale did say, this is the best pitcher in the region, and that's she showed that today against top competition. 8-4 now. That's going to be down and in. Ball one. Ryan Carlisle, the hitter, the other Arapahoe Butler Indian, Brett's college golf teammate, singled, had an RBI. And that's going to be up and away for ball two for Mr. Carlisle. Again, Dakota Wingo, the pitcher, your Enid News All-Northwest Oklahoman team guy. He's also an eight-man football all-star. That's going to be strike two.
Throwing it pretty
strike
well.
Strike one, two, and one. Yeah, and he can really wing it. I mean, this is another one of those guys, class president. Does a lot of things well. He's an NEO football commit. He is playing football at the next level. He's a great linebacker. And, you know, shout out to those eight-man guys playing at the next level. That is not an easy.
Yeah, that's one of those. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun for them to get to go to that next challenge.
And they'll see it here at the football game. That's one of the things they have to deal with. Is that is ball four. Nice at bat there for Carlisle. He's going to take his base, and that's going to move runners to first and second.
Yeah, which
it's Hoffman at second base.
I know about as much about eight-man football to 11-man football as the table here, but it's got to be some type of a transition going from.
Well, I mean, you're already dealing with the fact that you're working with a smaller school in the first place, and that, you know, I mean, it's a different field. It's not wildly different in a lot of respects. Six-man football is. It's like a different sport, but, you know, there are some similarities. Swing is much harder on the defense in eight-man football, and, you know, your free safety is very important because if they get by him, they're gone.
Not anybody left.
Not anybody left.
Those other three guys are missing.
Know, but it is something, you know, you get out of here from an eight-man team, and there is some size. You know, we've saw Caden De La Torre on the line, you know, for some, you know, there's a lot of size for Balco this season on that front line. But they don't, it's difficult for them. You get in there, it's hard to see over the line. You now have five linemen going on, and it's a little bit of a different read. But it's football. In a lot of respects, it's still football. It's 2-1 the count. Now a Kale Nelson, Visayan Indian, flew out to right, grounded out to second. He's got runners on first and second, and that one's going to get away from Diller, and the runners will advance on a wild pitch. That time Wingo winging one into the dirt, and the runners advance.
Yeah, Kale's dad was Jordy's coach all through high school and junior high, probably. We should have asked Jordy about those special Coach Nelson meetings on the mound.
Superintendent there now for the Indians, and that's going to be strike two. Count is full on Kale and Mr. Nelson. Another one of those leaders on the basketball team as well for Visayan. And that's going to be up, and he's going to take his base, which was open. And now the pond is full. For should be Tayan Johnson's first at bat, and it is. He's got to take off his catcher gear still on there.
We just have one out?
One away, yeah.
One out, okay.
Maybe he just likes wearing it, making it easier on himself.
Yeah, you could hit in him and maybe.
Well, he hit 465. I'm not going to question his. I'm going to question his approach. 641 on base percentage.
Whatever he's doing is working for him.
Working out. First pitch to Taya Johnson's outside for a ball.
Somebody liked that pitch.
Crowd is into now. I mean, there were a lot of people that came out here for this morning and for here. And it is a swing and a miss there for Tay and 1-1 the count.
We had a great crowd this morning and good crowd tonight. It's a beautiful day, though. I mean, it is. You don't get too many days this nice.
Another swing now, and, you know, we couldn't ask for more. There will be a little rain in the middle of the week, but we'll be indoors for basketball. And I imagine we'll see you for Tuesday night. Are you coming? How many of these events are you going to be attending?
I'll be here tomorrow night.
All right, and that's going to be in the dirt. And that other one gets away. Down low is Hoffman, and he scores on the wild pitch. And the white team with a much-needed run cut this thing to 8-5.
So I'll be here tomorrow night to watch the girls' basketball, which Brooklyn's playing in that. I've got a niece playing in it from Weatherford that's playing against Brooklyn's team, so that'll be fun. Probably leave it up to my daughter to go to the football game. She usually doesn't miss that stuff.
Yeah, it will be pretty exciting event, and 2-2 now, or 3-2, that's what I thought. There it is, full. with one away. And that one's going to be a shot to second base. Picked up, fielded, thrown to first to Steffes, and that's going to be out number two, but a run will scrape across. So Dan Johnson gets the out, but he hit it in the right spot of the field. Nice job that time. Cracking it down there to, looks like second baseman now, Donald Blaylock, sealing Wildcat with a put out.
That is one thing with this going on this week. You can't say there's nothing to do.
That is true. You know, we have the parade is Saturday. As that was going to be a ball inside. Looks like we got it. Nope, that's the turning. Back up there, the first base in a grounded out to second his first two times up. You know, the banquet, there's a football banquet on Thursday, or Friday night, rather. That's going to be high for a ball.
Parade Saturday, football game Saturday night.
Football game Saturday night, basketball Thursday for the guys, Tuesday for the ladies, and then Wednesday I'll probably take a nap.
Everybody gets to breathe.
I got to ask my wife who's next to us here. That's going to be ball. Another ball in there to the turning. He's got a runner on third. 8-6. White team's trying to. They can get another run here.
She may have things planned for you on Wednesday since you've been going all week.
She always does. It's going to be another ball. Three of them.
She's going to have you breaking down Buffalo Bills film.
That's right. Now, if it were up to the two of us, this would become a Chicago Cubs-centric broadcast. But we've managed to lay off so far today. That is with three Cubs fans in the booth.
Well, they're struggling a bit this year, so it's...
Well, yes. It's a strike to deterring. Count is full now with two away. Runner on third. Next pitch by Wingo. That's going to be a ground ball to first. Fielded by Steffes, who steps on the bag, and that's going to do it for the top of the fifth. Couple runs come across, though. Makes it 8-6. Red team in front. They will be batting in the bottom of five. Coming up right after this, it's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Back here, Classic Bowl 34, 8-6. A couple runs come across the plate. Last inning is... Look like it might get out of with any damage, but a couple wild pitches. Moves the base runners around and people coming across and scoring. So interesting game now, 8-6, and Jaden Cranick going to be back on that mound trying to get a much-needed there. So far, there hasn't been an inning where the red team has not scored. So the white team desperately needs a stop here. It's going to start with Peyton Hughes.
Yeah, they definitely need a zero here.
It's Peyton. This would have been Dakota Wingo's spot in the lineup.
They had a zero last inning, and I screwed that up for him. So, sorry, guys.
It'll be a ball now to Peyton, 1-0 the count. Next one away for Mr. Hughes. Wants, again, to own a chain of banks, as we mentioned. That's going to be ball three.
That's probably not a bad business.
It's a good plan. I would say there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah, should be.
Certainly more than broadcasting. But day is young. Inside, ball four, took a walk.
Might pay better than teaching. I'm not sure.
We might have to look into it. We're doing the wrong thing right now. I think that's...
Well, my oldest daughter just graduated with an ag econ degree in finance, and she's wanted to go into banking, so I'm...
Oh, well, you're doing something right then. That sounds like a plan.
She may be doing something right. I don't know.
Donald Blaylock, ceiling Wildcat, now going to step in. And Kranick now with the offering and swing and a miss there for Mr. Blaylock. Wildcat TV guy. Did a little of his own broadcasting maybe, Mr. Blaylock. Hit 423 this year. Likes the sand sports. Dirt bikes, Little Sahara. We're going to throw over first, try to get Hughes, and not in time.
Well, that's fairly interesting.
It's a new one. Wants to attend Southwestern. That ball is high. It's now a 1-1 count for entrepreneurship.
What exactly is that?
I you know what? I don't know, but it sounds great.
Sounds fun.
It's actually,
I can't spell it.
Starting a business and being your own boss.
Be your own boss.
That's what we're looking at here.
Well, yeah. You know, if you make the boss mad, I guess it works out better that way.
That's right. Can't fire yourself. Well, I guess you could fire yourself. 2-1 in the count now. Runner on first. Nobody out. And trying to get that outside corner is Kranick. He's upset with himself. He was trying to get that edge. He couldn't quite get it. Now he's got a 3-1 count on Blaylock, who was really not swung the bat up there. He's being very patient. Righty on righty matchup. And Hughes feigned taking off and went outside, but they walked him anyway. And Blaylock's going to take his base. And now there's running on first and second. And the white team can't seem to get through an inning without getting in some trouble.
It's not looking like they're going to hang a zero here unless they get a double play ball right here. Might help them out.
Maybe. This is the top of the order. A new batter in there. That's going to be a ball, and that looks to be Wyatt Steed. Bats right, throws right. He's going to be up there. Not sure. I think they put Wyatt out there in left field. Runner on first and second. And Diller trying to get around Wyatt Steed.
We're going to have a wrestling match. Looks here like in the batter's box.
Around Tay and Johnson. Runners on first, second. 2-0 the count now to Steed. The Watonga Eagle. And it's going to be a strike. Now to Wyatt. 2-1 the count. 8-6 the score. White team really needs to get through a half an inning without giving up a run here. The bottom of five. But so far, nobody out. Steed, chop ground ball, first base. Grabbed by Steffes. Going to try to get two over to second. When they get it back in time, no, and almost threw it by him. But they're going to send the runner home, and no one looking. And catching him napping was Peyton Hughes. They tried to pull the double play. Making a great play over there at first was Cooper Long to make the catch, but then Hughes caught everybody napping, came home and scored, and just like that, it's 9-6. And that a hard one to score there. And I'm going to call it. Now, Lehrer comes home. They throw back over to Steed, trying to get him off the bag.
Pretty good tag on top of the head right there.
A shot in there. That's a big guy, Cooper Long. So that's up inside for ball one. Man, it looks like we've got a number we don't. Trying to figure out who the batter is here. It looks like it's Puffenberger.
Is it Puffenberger?
Looks like him out there, and I believe that's right. He's got two balls on him. He's batting in Cronister's spot, so we've got a little bit of a...
Can we holler down, have him turn around?
We're moving. They don't listen to us. That's going to be ball three, 3-0 the count on Kranick. 9-6. Red team in front, and that's going to be slowly hit down to third. Buffenbar going to try to leg it out. They're going to grab it, rifle it over to Cooper Long, and got the runner at first for out number two. And nice play down there at third, that looks like. Carl, is that Carlisle?
It's Carlisle,
there? Looks
I
like,
believe.
Right? Carlisle.
Nelson's at short.
So Matt Bales. Now, was pitching earlier, now going to get a chance to hit here. And Bales back in with a runner on second, and that's going to be hit softly left, but it's going to go foul.
Got his brown batting helmet on.
As they got, you know, they're wearing some of the batting helmets are their school batting helmet. Their hats are their school hats. They're not classic bowl hats. That's how you can kind of, you know, tell them apart a little bit. Yeah, that's going to be hit to second base and mishandled. Took a bad hop down there at second and it's going to knife its way through. They're going to rifle it home. Great throw out there in right. Runner's going to try to take second. Johnson's going to let him take it as they just want to keep the guy stranded over there at third. Now you got runners on second and third. After what was going to be a base hit, and now it looks like we're going to have an exchange of equipment there.
Gotta take all those guards off in case you got hit.
So Griffith was replaced by Bales and Bozarth now back in. So everybody's all mixed around in here. Is what we've given up trying to keep this book. That's going to be low.
Somebody's cheating. I'm not sure. Is that game changer? I'm not sure that'll let you sub this guy back in for the 17th time.
This is a point streak is what we're using. That's going to be low and gives you a little bit of leeway, but you know, you don't really, you know, all-star games, you're just trying to get everybody in. Yeah. Now, Bozarth, who was already in before, is now back in. This team up 10-6. And the scorekeeper's giving up. That's just a lot of substitutions. Bozarth's going to swing and miss that one.
Everybody's just scratching their head.
Everybody's just trying to figure out who's in when. Counts 0-1 now to Bozarth. Kranick still on the mound. Runners on second and third, two away. 10-6 the score. And a lot of the scores have been on wild pitches.
There's been a
lot of guys come across on wild pitches. And, you know, going to be hard to select a player of the game. And that's going to be low and away, and that's going to be, looks like take your base. Now you got bases loaded. So 10-6.
We're going to borrow one of the other team's bats.
Now we're trading bats, trading players. Who's up? We don't even know. Another lineup change here for Coach Webb, Coach Risen.
Before you know it, somebody on the white team's going to be batting for somebody on the red team.
Base is loaded. That is down. And that's right. Yeah, we've putting everybody in. Trying to get some run here. It's 10-6 this game going on here. Bottom of five. Still a couple more innings to play. And that's going to be hacked at. Trying to get a piece of that. Looks like I believe that's Steffes. Trying to see who's up there.
Cronister, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be Cronister. We'll see if. Yep, there he is. That's going to be ball. Two outs. 2-1 the count right now. The Cronister bases are loaded for him.
And I think we've just gone back to the original lineup.
Somehow that's going to get away again. Another wild pitch, but bounces right back to Johnson, and they caught the runner off second. They're going to rifle it down to second. They got him in a pickle now, trying to get the run down. Back to Johnson, tags the runner. Oh, and a collision at the plate. And Steffes runs into Johnson, comes up, tries to check on him. And it was hit hard was Johnson. He got the out. He got the out, and now Johnson's down, and they're going to go check on Tay and Johnson, and you do not want to get hurt. Yeah, it looked like he's going to pop back up, and there he is. Down for a second. And he's going to get up there. Made a nice play. catching a couple guys in a rundown. They're off what eventually was an out for David Chronister.
That's pretty tough collision right there. I hope he's okay.
Well, they're going to talk him. They're going to check him out. That's the end of the inning, so we're going to come back. 10-6, your score. Red team in front. We'll come back. Top of the sixth coming up after this. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Services start this week for the 19 children.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. Caldwell Scott Friesen here getting ready for inning number six. Going on into the night, a beautiful night. Wind has died down, but the runs have not. 10-6 is the red team scored at least one every time they've been out there. And a lot
scored
of wild
every
pitches.
Inning.
And now we're having a conversation about the score. I had 9-6 as the score.
We got the book behind us,
but we got the
good
official
luck,
book.
Good luck
well,
with
the,
that.
The substitutions are so fast and furious. Yeah, it is hard. Gunnar Oaks is actually about to bat here. We do know that much for what would have been Parker Schmidt. And we're gonna try to stay abreast of this. Gunnar Oaks seeing his first action in there. Scoreboard says 10-6 right now. Now we're going to get. And now. See if we got a new. Hard to tell if we got a new catcher in there. Somebody's throwing hard out there on the mound. And that looks to be Wingo back up there. Yeah. So Dakota Wingo is going to stay in and pitch this inning.
20, is that 25 catching?
It's like 25. That's Diller back in there. Okay, so that's. For the most part, the battery will remain the same. We're going to get some new batters coming up here. It starts with Gunnar Oaks.
Coach Sears heading back to third base to see if he can get off the...
We'll see. Mr. Oaks hit 277 this year. Also pitched at 210 ERA in the mound. Struck out 68. Okay, that's going to hit first swing at the first thing. Took a ridiculous hop, and Blaylock, fooled Blaylock, and gets around. He kind of ran up to get it. Took a hop off to the left, and Gunnar Oaks comes up a swinging and comes up with a single. And this is supposed to be Colt Randle, and it is Colt Randle. This is the first time in the last six batters the guy I thought was coming up came up.
Actually showed up.
There he is. Johnny on the spot. Had a double last
inning. Marlon doesn't want us to play any more music while they're batting.
Yeah. They're trying to slow down. Now, they said that earlier. They tried to turn the music down a little bit, and I think they're just trying to turn it off. And there it is. And the crowd's going to give him a nice sarcastic hand.
Guess he didn't like that song.
It's not his favorite artist, whoever that was, for sure. Now they have, now the score says 12-6.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. Now how does that occur? Is that going to be ball away and the runner advances? Unless they were trying to move it forward.
I don't think they scored four runs last year.
There is no way. No way. As Colt Randle up, runner's going to advance. And that ball's away. And now I'm very confused. Now they're changing it again. I think they're trying to go back to 9. And make it 9-6 is what we thought the score was, but the scoreboard said 10. I'm waiting to see what the score is at this point. That's going to be ball three. Now, we do know there's three straight balls there, as now they're missing the ball. Count 3-0 the count here.
We're busy with the other part of the scoreboard. We can't do the count this right now.
Rough. Oh. That's going to be good. It's another pass ball. It's going to get away. Runner's going to advance. The third to Gunnar Oaks, after getting a single, now finds himself already on third base. And that looks like, well, I thought it was 3-0, but that is now 3-1.
He just doesn't want to go.
3-1 the count. So another wild pitch in the dirt. We have had a ton of wild pitches in this game. I don't have the official count in front of me, but there's been a lot of them. The catchers have been busy, and there's the walk. That was ball four. And Colt Randall going to take his base, and that will bring up number 10. Jackson Spikes, Hammond Warrior, seeing his first action. Class B All-Stater, four-time basketball captain. Enjoys hunting, fishing, spending time with his friends, is what he says. That's everybody.
Good baseball name, though.
Jackson Spikes is a great baseball name. Struck out 19 batters in a district championship game. Again, runner taken off, and no one's even trying to get the runners now. So there are those runners on second and third. Dan Johnson or Jacob
last
Dillard.
Last time I tried to throw a runner out, a catcher got run over. Right?
They've learned their lesson. We can go. Wings it in there for a
nice
strike.
Nice pitch.
Yeah, it really broke off speed. Runners on second and third now. It's going to be popped straight back towards us, and I don't think Dillard's going to be able to get it. That's going to crack off the top roof and bounce some more down off the back here at Fuller Park. And Jackson going to step back in. It's a runner on second. And that's going to be another ball. 1-2 the count for Mr. Spikes. Runners on second and third. No one out. And that's going to be a swing and fouled off back towards us. Staying alive. That bat here for Jackson. And nobody out yet. Runners to second and third, and our chances of getting through another scoreless inning are low. That's going to be ground down to first base and going to just get foul. Spikes stays alive. Change of the batting helmets. Cooper Long in the batter's circle throwing his over there to Gunnar Oaks at third. And runners on second and third now for Spikes trying to get an RBI in a 9-6 game. They have fixed the score. It's 9-6. I knew we weren't that far off. That's going to be inside for ball two. 2-2 the count.
All right, we got the count on the board and everything.
We got the scoreboards right. We're back. All is right here in Fuller Park. So Matt Adair, the PA announcer, coming in. Compare notes with us, and that's going to be bounced down to right side, and that's going to be foul once again. So Spikes with a good at bat here.
Coach Gillette bailed on that ball.
Could have had it. Gave up on it.
You know, it seems like a good idea when it's coming at you, and then when you catch it, it seems like a bad idea.
That's the hidden danger of coaching one last baseball game on the year, is you might get one ripped right at you, or Tay Johnson's case, get trucked, and that's an inside ball three. You come all the way here from Crescent and get drilled at home. Did get the out, though.
Got
stayed
the out.
With it. That's
hung
what mattered.
Hung on to the ball,
tough
got
kid.
The out.
9-6, red team in front. Spikes with a good opportunity to
might have got
make
the
this
wind,
thing close.
Wind knocked out of him a little
might,
bit.
Might have got the wind knocked out of him. This has been a great at-bat by Jackson Spikes, who's working. Had two early strikes on him, has really fought off a ton of pitches.
Lots
here
of
from
foul
Ringo.
Balls.
Good battle here. The lefty Spikes. And that's inside. He's rifling right back to the pitcher. That's going to try to get through and just squeaks by Blaylock. And that's going to be a single for Spikes and a two RBI single as both runners come in to score. And just like that, it is 9-8. white team refusing to go away on a nice piece of hitting there and a great at-bat by Jackson Spikes. And it seemed like the ball just died in the grass and was just hard enough that the runner came around from
just
second.
Just kind of squeaked through there.
Cooper Long. And what I like to see, he is hitting right where he's always been. Singled, scored.
Player of the year doesn't have to sit out, right?
He gets to play the whole game.
He gets to play the whole game.
Of the West. Runner takes off. That's going to be a ball down and away. Diller can't even get close. Not even going to attempt the throw. Got away from him a little bit.
I think he had that on the pitcher anyway.
That's going to be ball to Mr. Long. Now he's got a runner in scoring position and a chance for the West player of the year to tie this thing up. 9-8. Top of six. Yeah, that's going to be a strike up and outside.
Yeah, our scoreboard may still be a little bit off. I'm not real good at math, but that six on the bottom there is not adding up just right. That's...
We'll leave that to all the valedictorians we have out there. That's going to be strike two. Yeah, that's... We got a lot of people, business, finance, entrepreneurs, that are better at this than us.
That doesn't bother me a whole lot because I'm just like, okay, whatever. But those people who got to have everything perfect, that's going to kill them.
That's OCD.
OCD people are not doing well with the scoreboard.
They're
right
not.
Now.
That is the truth. 2-2 the count.
You'll have that mom. And the scoreboard's wrong.
That is one merciful thing about All-Star games. You don't get as much of the yelling.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of that. Yeah. Thank goodness.
3-2 Long hits it straight to center, but it is right at center fielder and misplayed. He lost it in the lights. And that's going to go over the head and back to the track. Long's going to round second. Runner going to come around and score. We are tied at 9. And that a tough break out there in center. Now that was Cronister before. I don't know if he's back out there again.
I don't think so.
As everyone's kind of changed positions and moved around. Oliveros is back at first base right now.
He's so far away, my eyes are so bad that I can't really tell you. So bad.
They're going to give him the RBI on that. Really, really put a charge into it and misplayed out at center. They didn't think it was going to go that far. Cooper Long showing that strength. And we are knotted up. Now they're going to go out and talk to Dakota Wingo. We're going to get a pitching change here.
Steffes?
Yeah, I believe so. Set an RBI. I gave him an RBI single on that for Cooper Long. Even though he's made it around to second base. And now Steph is going to come in and pitch.
Are we 9-9, 9-8?
We are 9-9.
9-9, okay.
After that.
17-14.
And this is the first tie since we had it at 2-2. Or I guess it was 4-4 the top of the third. And then immediately in the bottom of the third, the red team took the lead right back. A 2-2 after the first inning. White team not going away. And Steffes, who was batting in that sixth spot, is now going to be pitching. It's now everybody's going into, I don't know, now Drew Steffes is a good pitcher, but I don't know if they planned on having him pitch tonight or just play the field. Let's see what, now you're just digging into just, you know, trying to get enough arms out there. Steffes. I don't have his ERA on here. He hit 456.
Says first base, so he's not listed as a pitcher.
Unless he's always dreamed of pitching, I'm guessing he pitches.
There's that.
He just wanted to be out there. Now 9-9, and scoreboard still not changed, and that's going to bring up, I think that's Sam Hoffman. He's got a lot of dirt on his back, but I can tell from the build of the guy. He's had a whale of a game here. He's hit by a pitch last time up and in the park home run. That's going to get away back to the backstop. Steffes comes running up, and Diller holds the runner there at third. It's coming all the way around was Cooper Long to third base. couple RBIs here in this one for Mr. Hoffman. And that in the park home run, right back, rifled back at Steffes at first. He looks back the runner at third, throws it, or at the mound, rather, looks back the runner at third and throws it to first on Averos for out number one, and that is the first one. So they put in Steffes, and he does his job right away. And now I like this meeting at the mound to calm him down. We saw it a little bit in the softball game where it looked like Olivia Mary was came out a little bit, struggled a little bit. Catcher, who, not her teammate, goes out, talks her down, tells her to smile, and then she starts rifling through batters.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to relax.
Yep.
You know, you get out here with all these kids that you've played against, but, you know, it's just a whole different situation and different atmosphere, and you don't have your coach there. Yeah, so it's you know.
Steph is throwing it into Ryan Carlisle's back up there, singled.
You know, it's up to you to go out there. You know, like the catcher today went out. She noticed, hey, she needs to relax a little bit.
That's a couple balls, and that's exactly what happened. And I believe even the home plate umpire came to me and said he told her to smile a little bit. And that's what she did. You know, you forget sometimes it's supposed to be fun. That's going to be chopped right up the middle of the field. Nice play at second by Blaylock. Trying to get the runner. Throws it into the ground and won't get there. And a single up the middle there for Carlisle and an RBI, and the white team is in front 10-9. It's a nice piece of hitting there by Mr. Carlisle. He's got a couple RBIs in this game. At this point, everybody does now. Once again, they have it tied at 9. And that could be a problem if we get down to it and no one scores another run. Cale Nelson coming back up there, flat out to right, 4-3. Ground out. Now he's going to take a strike. He also walked his last time up and was left on base.
The red team's been 10 and R9, and the white team's 9 and supposed to be 10. Right?
They're missing one run for the white team.
Probably be okay later.
Fortunately, this doesn't count for anything other than pride, but that's going to be trying to get fancy there. Steffes, that one floats away, left outside. 2-1 the count on Cale Nelson, runner on first base. That's going to be outside again. 3-1 the count. So one out here, top of six.
Should get a pretty good pitch right here.
A four-run sixth for the white team. We'll see if Nelson, All-Stater, small school West All-Stater, and he's going to take his base. He remains patient. And that's a superintendent's coach's son there. Take what the pitcher gives you. And now you got a runner in scoring position for the guy who just got trucked.
By the guy who's pitching.
By the guy who's pitching. And a chance for revenge here for Tayon Johnson. If he can shake the cobwebs off. Runner on first and second, one away. With Steffes on the mound. And the first pitch to Johnson is outside. Ball one. 10-9 white team now leads. Top of sixth. As we go into the evening here at Fuller Park in a beautiful night, the first ever Classic Bowl baseball game. Outside, ball 2-0 the count on Mr. Johnson. Runner in scoring position at second, and three straight balls here all of a sudden for Steffes, who got the first out, and since then given up a couple tough break hits. They've been ground balls, and now the runners are going to go, and that's going to be a strike one, and the runners are going to take second and third. Double steal there off strike one, as Johnson didn't even offer it that one.
Maybe getting a little frustrated on the mound. Forgot totally about the runners.
There's been a lot of stolen bases. Well, wild pitches, really, and that's going to be ball four. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, as Johnson takes his base. It gets a modicum of revenge to now load the bases for Nick Turning. And there, Matt Adair pronouncing it differently, but I talked to him today and I believe he said Turning was how he pronounced it. Dietering might be correct. I should go with Matt. He's a pro. That's going to be up for ball one. Bases loaded. One away. 10-9, white team leads, top of six. Cooling off out here, and that's going to be ball two. And this is when you want to coach the baseball game. You had your game in the middle of the day.
It's nice right now. It's kind of out here, nice. It's cooled off. It's wind's blowing just a little bit. It's a beautiful night for baseball.
It really is, and yeah, that light wind out there is. Oliveros now going to go talk to Steffes. Try to calm him down a little bit.
He's a little frustrated.
Dietering, single.
This is Nick.
Ground out.
We'll just call him Nick.
Just call him Nick. Nick. Strike. That's going to be a foul ball back. Chisholm Longhorn. Going to be a slow grounder down to third base. That's going to be grabbed. They're going to make a tough throw, and they try to do it, and they're not going to get anybody, and that's going to be a base hit by Dietering. Wyatt Steed trying to charge it, and once again, the grass just killed it. That's going to be a single and another run across. Base is still loaded. And this is the Gunnar Oaks spot in the lineup. Base is juiced. He's going to foul that back and out of play. Gunner is in there. Singled last time up. Came around to score. 11-9. White team now in front. Five runs this inning. A little bit of fatigue setting in? We looked at some guys are just getting in that sat all game, but maybe just a little bit of being in the heat all day. Ooh, inside. Buzzing. A little chin music there.
You know, they had the deal at the park for him this afternoon, so... You know, they've been up here probably most of the day, playing around, messing around. It's pretty warm this afternoon, so.
This is juicing again, up and in, and they're trying to run home. Steffes runs back to home as it got away from Diller, and nobody, runners are going to stay put. Will just be ball two. And Gunner at the plate, Gunner Class A All-Stater. Coach's son. The words you don't want to hear when you're on the opposing team, coach's son.
Another
wild pitch, and another run's going to come across. And we've had a ton of those tonight. And that is going to be ball three for Gunner, and all the runners are going to advance. I mean, that's 12-9, and we've had very few RBIs because everybody's moving forward on the wild pitches, and that's a swing and a miss by Oaks. Count is full. 4.0 GPA for Mr. Oaks. Also a golfer, NFC Tonkawa baseball commit, wants to measure in finance, and that's fouled back. And we've had a lot of finance entrepreneurs, a lot of money guys on the field.
Well, money's important.
If you're going to pick a major, yeah. I mean,
pick one that makes money.
Pick one that goes into money. It's really not that hard. Count still full for Gunner. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Steffes needed that one. Gets Oaks going down swinging. 12-9. Scoreboard's back to being correct. And Colt Randall back up. Colt Randall, this is his fifth at bat today. Colt is putting some work in.
In the same spot?
In the same spot. He has not moved. Batter number one. A foul tip. Two outs, runner on second and third. He's doubled. He's walked today. Came around to score. He's also struck out and grounded out. And that's going to be a base hit right up the middle again. And that's going to score one. They're going to come around. We're going to wave the runner home from third. And around comes Dietering and slide into second. Trying to get down and safe on the hustle play is Colt Randall. That's why they left him in there. That's going to be a two-bagger.
Called him out.
Oh, they called him out. Oh. Now, that we're pretty far away.
I'm with you on that, though. I'm just...
But that's going to be out number three. Maybe people want to go home early.
That may be one of those 14-9. We've been here a while.
One of the runs should have counted.
Maybe both of them.
Maybe both of them. I think both of them. They gave them both. So the score is 14 8-9. High-scoring affair. We're going to go into the bottom of the sixth inning. White team leads the red team. Red team coming up next, trailing about 14-9. We'll be back after this on our Classic Bowl 34 here with K101.
Merritt Ford of Fairview is the best place to find quality used cars and trucks in Northwest Oklahoma. Our Merritt Gold certified pre-owned vehicles must pass a rigorous inspection, and that's why we offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. We take the guesswork out of buying a pre-owned vehicle. It's one of the many reasons our customers say Merritt Ford is the number one dealership to get a pre-owned vehicle. So come visit us at Merritt Ford of Fairview or shop from home at MerrittAuto.com. Power on, Oklahoma.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back here. Classic Bowl 34. First ever baseball game and an 8-run inning. At the top of that, top half of that inning for the White squad makes it 14-9. New pitcher, Ethan Jenlink, who has got an arm on him, we know from football season for sure. State champion quarterback of the Timberlake Tigers back out there. And I think you're right, Coach. I think we might have a new catcher. Looks like
Schmidt.
Parker Schmidt's going to step back there and catch. Not even listed in the lineup as a catcher. But Parker going to step in and do the duties.
I got to give it to Coach Sears, too. He was coaching third base there for the 8-run inning when he hung the 2-0s. I was giving him a hard time. So he had his eight-run inning. So maybe
that's exploded out there.
Redeemed himself.
And here's where a little gamesmanship might come into play. Now, see, right now, that is not Drew Steffes. The man, he's due up here. We'll see.
13?
As Jenlink takes the mound. Pitching now to Parker Schmidt. Has a swing and a miss there for number 13. That is Cronister once again. Back in here for Steffes. That's going to be chopped out of third base again. That's a slow roller coming up to grab it, rifling it over to first, and in time. Nice play there at third base by Cale Nelson, showing those infielder skills. And he was one heck of an infielder for Viside this season. And Cronister, with the ground out, goes down. Now Griffith back up. Guys have been putting in. There's not really any substitution rules. Which is why you're seeing some guys being put in, taken out, being put back in again. And we're just now Brett Griffith back up, come fresh off winning a scholarship. That ball in the dirt for ball one, Jenlink's offering. One and oh, the count, nobody on, one out. 14-9 lead, red team. Another slow grounder. Nelson charging, comes up firing for the right and makes that play again. And another nice play by Cale Nelson there at third base.
He made that look pretty easy.
And that is why he's a small school all-stater. Hasn't had a ton of success with the bat tonight. He has walked a few times, but that time, two great plays. To get everybody. Oliveros now steps in, two away. He's back in as well. Stepped out briefly, and that's going to take ball one. 1-0 the count here on Oliveros with nobody on and two out. 14-9, white team in front, red team with down to four outs. So try to come back into this thing. That's going to be popped high up into the air and pointed up in the air. Going over from first will be long. Makes the play. And that will do it. 1-2-3 inning for Jenlink. Top of the seventh we go. White team in front 14-9. Back after this on our Classic Bowl 34 production here on K101.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
It's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it?
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
And back here, Classic Bowl, 34, first ever baseball game, 14-9, white team in front. And top of the seventh we go, white team with a big lead after that 8-run fifth inning. Now leads 14-9. It looks like we got a new pitcher out there. I see a new hat color.
Is that a Moreland hat?
And that looks like a Moreland hat.
Got a lefty. Is Chronister.
They're gonna put him in and pitch, huh? There we go. It is David Chronister taking the mound.
And the white team finally hung a zero.
Jackson Spike steps in. First pitch by Chronister. It's a ground ball. Second base. Dragged there by Blaylock. Flips it over to first, and that's a quick out number one. And now everybody wants to get out. One pitch, one out for Chronister. And that's going to bring up.
That's not Cooper Long.
That is not Cooper Long. That is Josh Nolte, who pitched early in the game. Now going to, pretty good hitter as well, hit 401 this season. And he's going to take ball one there for David Chronister. One-oh the count. That's going to be outside for two balls. And quick, another ball there. 14-9, 8 runs in one inning. Really broke open there as the red team led for most of this contest. And that's going to be down and away, and that's going to get away from the catcher. And that's ball number four. So going to be a runner on first base, and that brings up Cooper White, Moreland Bearcat, all 270 conference class president.
Down batting, number nine, Cooper White.
Wants to go to OSU, become a veterinarian. Cooper stepping in, runner on first. That's going to be ball one outside for Cooper White.
These guys have all got some pretty good plans anyway.
Sounds good, yeah. Going to be up and in for a strike. One away, runner on first. And now my scorebook is been relinquished. That's a swinging strike by Cooper White. A lot of substitutions tonight, and that's really what it's all about, you know. Get everybody in there, and they seem to be having a good time. I mean, Tayon Johnson got knocked to the ground. He wasn't having a good time then, but he recovered nicely. He's back up out there.
That wasn't very fun for him, but they did score 8 runs.
They did score 8 runs. So. He managed to get the out, 2-1. They throw over to first. Now White at the plate. It's first at bat of the game. And these are teammates pitching to each other, by the way. That's a swing and a miss. 2-2 the count.
We've had that a couple times tonight.
A Bearcat on Bearcat right now. Cronister, lefty looking over there, and that's going to be a ball three. Count is full now for Cooper. Might get something to hit here. I think it means more or less getting your teammate out in this position.
Probably more fun.
That's ball four. White's going to take his base.
So that's kind of a wash right there. You either want a hit or an out. You know, a walk is just kind of,
yeah.
Not
all the excitement gets worn away quickly. Runner on first and second now, one away. Cooper Long back in there, your West Player of the Year. Another chance to do some damage. His team up 14-9.
Does he get to bat every inning?
Swing and a miss. He has been up there. Him and Colt Randall have batted a lot tonight. But, you know, those are two of your top players in the state. As just, you know, leave them in. I mean, that's like littered, game littered with them, though.
You're three hole every inning.
Cooper looked back. Or Cronister looking back to second. Looks to run a back pitch there. So Moreland on Laverne. It's fouled away. 0-2 the count. One away. Runner on first and second here for Cooper Long. Guys played hard tonight. Many, many more runs in this one than there was.
A lot of runs.
And that's going to be up and in.
Third base coach is going to have to ice his arm.
1-2. And swung on and missed, and Long goes down swinging and tips the cap over to Cronister. Said, you got me. Out number two here, top of the sixth, 14-9, or top of the seventh, sorry, 14-9.
Now batting number six, Sam Hoffman.
Sam Hoffman back up in there. He's batted quite a bit. And
he's done pretty well.
Sam in the running for player of the game here. Mostly inside the park home run. Should be easy to find down there. He's covered in dirt. That's going to be a strike one. The outside corner.
Can't tell what number he is. But he's...
Six, last time I checked. Runner on first and second now. And that pitch by Cronister is fouled back and away by Hoffman.
He's pretty well put together, so it's kind of easy to figure out who he is, though.
If I'm Tayon Johnson, I'm glad he wasn't the one coming
the
around.
One
now, Steppes is not small either, but if I had my choice. Next pitch away for another ball. Hoffman 1-2 the count now. Two away, runners on first and second. Last inning. And I have a feeling, even if we planned on going nine, they may call it after seven. It's a swing and a miss, and strike three.
Maybe running out of arms.
Maybe running out of arms. Strike three as Hoffman goes down, and last licks coming up for the Red Squad. 14-9, they trail. Let's see if they can do it, pull off a miraculous comeback right after this Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. Will you volunteer to help people like Richard, a U.S. Naval veteran who suffered severe PTSD after his service? He was left homeless for a period of time, and his oral and overall health are suffering. Because of congressional limitations, the VA can't provide the dental help he needs. Through our Will You See One Vet program, we focus on helping U.S. military veterans like Richard. Now we are seeking more general dentists and specialists to donate treatment to at least one veteran with special needs. When you volunteer with DLN's program to see one vet, we handle the details so you can focus on the care. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message and help us make a difference in the life of a veteran in need. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. Trent Caldwell with Coach Scott Friesen in the booth. Newly elected Softball Coach of the Year. And going to continue to coach basketball, though, going into next season. We Arnett Lady Wildcats. And what's the offseason look like for you? What happens next?
What happens
vacation?
Next?
Already went on vacation.
Went on vacation, came back. Now I got to go back to work.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. Got a couple camps coming up for basketball. And we do our summer pride stuff 4 days a week. So we got the weight room going every morning, Monday through Thursday. So just kind of keeping everybody going, keeping everybody doing something.
Jenlink back out there on that mound. The red team, after giving up 8 runs in the fifth, and now a strike in there.
He did pretty well last inning.
Yeah, Jenlink went 1-2-3 right through the order, and we talked about that arm, and you can really see it evident. He's going to play, and this is very difficult to do. It takes a strike. Ethan Jenlink is going to Southwestern College. He's going to play quarterback, and you don't see a lot of 8-man quarterbacks that then play quarterback at the 11-man level. That speaks a lot to that young man's talent. It's an all 8-man all-stater, and that's going to be a check swing and chop down to third, coming up to grab it again and rifle it over to first. Grab the out. Nice throw.
Number 17.
There by Drake Page, who's back at third, caught a little bit earlier in this game.
That was a nice play.
And that was one away there. Looked like Carson Baggs was the batter, and that was indeed Carson Baggs who grounded out. So one away, 14-9 the score, and now Blaylock going to try to start a rally. This would be quite the comeback if you managed to pull this off here, bottom of the seventh. Jenlick's next pitch down for a ball.
Well, the red team was in pretty much control of the game until, was it the fifth inning?
Yeah, and we got spoiled a little bit in the softball game where everybody was pretty sharp defensively, and this time some wild pitches, a little bit of nerve, you know, a little bit sloppier out there for the guys, led to this 14-9 score. But we have seen some pretty sharply hit balls. We've seen some balls hit deep to center, left. Only homer was inside the Parker by Mr. Hoffman.
He had to work a little bit.
Yeah,
for
he
that
hustled around there. 2-0 the score. Or 2-0, the, I'm sorry, 3-0 the count, 14-9 the score. And that's going to be low, and he's going to walk Blaylock on 4 straight pitches. So Jenlink was sharp, and that time lets that get away with him. Blaylock takes his base. He'll be one on with the one away.
Got Mr. Sparks dancing back there now.
Bottom of the seventh.
That ball hit about the edge of the grass.
That was way up there. Yeah, he threw that directly into right where the grass meets the dirt, maybe.
Just kind of spiked it a little bit.
One runner on. Matt Bales is going to be your hitter, and that's going to be softly hit ground ball. Second base, that's going to get one at two. They're going to try to turn it, and not going to turn it in time as they get the runner at Blaylock out at second. But not enough to throw it over to first and get Bales. Two away, 14-9 to score, and last chance for Wyatt Steed. He's going to have to keep this going. His team down 14-9. Last at bat here. Steed steps in, the righty, Jenlink's offering, strike one. He has thrown a lot of strikes. He just had that one at-bat to Blaylock where he threw those four. Other than that, Jenlink been pretty sharp, been the sharpest maybe of the pitchers today.
Yeah, he's looked better than anybody on the bump.
He had over 5,000 career passing yards on football, and he's going to play in the football game as well. It's going to be a strike. And one of the nice things about having the baseball game early is you can do the football. You can't do basketball in football, but you can do
baseball and football.
And that's going to be down and away. I mean, and softball and football, if we're moving that way.
Let's pass on that.
I saw in Ohio, Nick Mangold's sister started varsity, offensive line, and that's strike three. And that's going to do it. Wyatt Steed's going to go down swinging. But I have seen Division IV top-notch girl play offensive line.
Offensive line,
yep. So there we go. That's going to do it for this one. Wyatt Steed strikes out. Final scores 14-9. We're going to take a break. Eric Scott's going to run down to the field, see if we can grab a player and talk a little bit about what we saw tonight. 14-9 the score. White team coming up big. We're coming back after this on our Classic Bowl 34 first ever baseball production right after this on K101.
Between business life, social life, and her best bud, Loki, Beverly has a lot to focus on, especially while fighting Stargardt, a blinding retinal disease that starts during childhood and gets worse over time. But despite her vision loss, she's hopeful because she knows she's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Beverly, winning the fight means focusing on what's closest to her. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Classic Bowl 34, and Eric Scott's down on the field. He's got Sam Hoffman down there. And Eric, how's Sam feeling? He's covered in dirt right now.
Yeah, he looks like he had a kind of a crazy game. You got things going early with an inside the park home run. How's that feel?
Well, it feels good just to come out here and play another baseball game, probably the last athletic event I'll ever be at, so I'm just glad to be here.
So how's it feel to come to an all-star event like this, get to play with some guys you've seen in summer ball, you know, probably even some little league ball, you know, get to come out here and have some fun?
Yeah, it's good to just take a load off and just come out here and play with, just have a fun game, really. I mean, win or lose, it's a game and it's really fun to play, so that's it.
Now, you said this is probably your last athletic event. You told me you're going to Southwestern next year. You're not going to play anything. I'm sure you're going to play some intramurals. You're probably going to drop some bombs in intramural softball, am I right?
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully.
Well, hey, congrats. You are the player of the game tonight, so congrats on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back up to you, Trent.
All right, there we go. Sam Hoffman, Weatherford Eagles. Again, mentioned as he spoke to him a little bit, not playing at the next level, and feels like he could play about four or five things at the next level.
It but, looks like
choosing,
he could.
Just choosing to not do that. So good on him. I'm going to move on to the next thing. As we could have really, I mean, we gave it to Sam Hoffman, but the entire white squad, there was tons of RBIs tonight. 2 for 4. Colt Randall, who batted a bunch, walked. He had a couple RBIs. Jackson Spikes with a couple. Ryan Carlisle with 2. Almost everyone on that team had an RBI or a wild pitch scored a run. So
something.
So there was quite a bit of offense tonight for the white squad coming away with that 14-9 win. And again, we want to thank our scholarship winners as well. Brett Griffith from Arapahoe Butler takes home the inaugural boys baseball scholarship. That's right. We gave that a little bit earlier. Our West Player of the Year will be this year given to Cooper Long out of Laverne. Our East Player of the Year, Caden Slater, taking it home. And our Coach of the Year, Mr. Dave Risen from Pioneer. So congratulations to all those people. That $2,000 scholarship from Mr. Griffin, the Jordy Mercer scholarship. Jordy, we want to thank him as well for coming up here and talk to us also. 14-9 the score. We're going to take one more break, come back, wrap this thing up, and send you on your way. White 14, red 9, coming back right after this. It's our Classic Bowl 34 production. First ever baseball game here on K101.
Merritt Ford of Fairview is the best place to find quality used cars and trucks in Northwest Oklahoma. Our Merritt Gold certified pre-owned vehicles must pass a rigorous inspection, and that's why we offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. We take the guesswork out of buying a pre-owned vehicle. It's one of the many reasons our customers say Merritt Ford is the number one dealership to get a pre-owned vehicle. So come visit us at Merritt Ford of Fairview or shop from home at MerrittAuto.com. Power on, Oklahoma!
Are you ready for a sweet escape? Lucky Star Casino is giving you the chance all month long. Every takeoff Tuesday in June, one name will be drawn for a chance to win a vacation getaway valued at $5,000. And that's not all. Every Saturday in June, Lucky Star Casino will draw one name every 30 minutes for $500 cash. Head to any of our 6 Oklahoma locations, including our brand new Watonga Casino and Hotel. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Back here, Fuller Park, Classic Bowl 34 baseball in the books. Final score 14-9. A white team coming out in front. Mr. Sam Hoffman named our player of the game, but one of really many we could have given it to. We want to thank Moore's Roofing, Classic Bowl 34, brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs, and also brought to you and presented to you by Team Lane. You can search Team Lane on Facebook for more information. So I also want to thank everybody here at Fuller Park, gracious host, Mr. Matt Adair doing the PA announcing over there, as well as everybody involved at Woodward High School early in the day helping us out today, everybody here at Crystal Beach Park, and everybody in the Classic Bowl committee making this happen. CJ Montgomery, Leland Searcy, couldn't do it without those guys. I mean, really have spearheaded this thing and done such a fantastic job putting this all together, making this happen on short notice, and what a treat it is. You can see all the people from all the different communities down there now, Coach, getting together and sharing some time and getting some pictures. Quite the event.
They do a great job with this, and I think this is a great idea, the basketball or the baseball softball thing, golf, adding that to it. That just, like you said, look down here and see all these people here that are enjoying themselves this evening, and like he said a while ago, this is last athletic event.
Yeah. And you could tell it meant something to him just to be out here.
He came out here, played a little bit. He said he came out, had fun.
Yes, he did.
That's all he's here for, just have a little fun.
It helps when you have an inside the Parker to help you.
Yeah, that makes you have a little bit more fun.
Just get you on the way going home. So congratulations to Sam Hoffman. And we're talking about the player of the game tonight. I also want to thank everybody else at K101, Mr. Sean Kelly, Mr. Sean Miller, BJ Gonzalez, Cassie, Kathy Reese, everybody back in that studio, K101, bringing it to you, and all the surrounding stations that got together to help us beam this out over the airwaves. A little bit dicey with some lineup changes, but we made it through, Coach. So I want to thank Eric Scott, who's helping me out, our statistician / a sideline reporter tonight. Couldn't do it without Eric. Mr. Tyler Riggs back on the board, who also helped out a little bit today. And the coach, Mr. Scott Friesen, sir, thank you. That was a long game, and you hung in there. You did it. We talked a little Cubs. We watched a little baseball. Pretty good evening.
Long game, a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And we'll catch you tomorrow night. You'll be at the event, the Classic Bowl girls basketball coming at you tomorrow night, 6:30 and 8 o'clock. We're going to do two games. Usually the first game are the people that come in from a little further away. So we try to even that for the most part. But those teams will be raring to go, as it's going to be an exciting event tomorrow night. Boys basketball Thursday, followed by the parade on Saturday, and then the football game Saturday night. So a lot of events still to come here. Classic Bowl 34, collecting the best and the brightest in the tri-state. That's what they were tonight. Final score, white 14, red 9. We're going to get you out of here. For everybody at K101, I'm Trent Caldwell. Have a great evening, everybody, and be safe going home.
Classic Bowl Baseball. Classic Bowl Baseball has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust, and Team Lane Foundation. Find out more by searching Team Lane on Facebook. Play-by-play for tonight's game, Trent Caldwell and Scott Friesen. Studio production, Tyler Riggs. The executive producer for Classic Bowl Baseball is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of the Classic Bowl Radio Network.